Distorted View Daily proudly presents one side of a crazy person's telephone conversation.
So I took what happened in Oakland in the late 1960s. No. You don't understand interdimensionalization of sapienics. You don't understand zero-dimensional technology. All you understand, you built a 74WP system back in 79. You thought you were Jesus Christ, you were going to take over the world. And all you did was cause a mountain to fucking go. That's all the fuck you did, Jack. And then, because I had a bad erase head on my reel-to-reel, a conversation I had with you didn't quite erase when I sent something down to the U.S. Copyright Office. No, in 85 punk brain. No. You are a super tweeb. I never said that. What I said, asshole. Well, anything he says and the truth can be measured in distances in fucking light centuries, all right? Anything he says and measured in distance from the truth could be measured in light millennia. Would you shut the shit up? I don't care what Cohen and Judas Iscariot would say, because that was his real goddamn name. No, he'd stick a knife so far up your back. Yeah. Hey, what? No. Hey. No, don't defame my family. My family never did a damn thing to you. If you want to come over here, we can have a nice fist fight anytime you want. But don't say shit about my uncles and shit. Cocksucker.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, February 12th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, slapping kids. Who's against that? I mean, really. Plus, ramen and poop for dinner, dick reductions, and pussy yogurt. All of this, plus your voicemails, today on the Distorted View Show. I drank so much last night that my fuck plow puked cock chowder into a fat whore shit tunnel and pissed on her cunt while she farted it out.
Oh my god! Woo! Listen to that horn!
Holy fuck.
Everybody, it's gonna go!
Hey, freaks, Demented with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Got a great program for you. You know, when I was up in Ashtabula visiting my mom this weekend, I learned a disturbing fact, and that is old people love Steve Harvey. I don't know why. I don't approve of this. I think that fucking black walrus-like mustache of his is hypnotizing the geriatrics. Why else would old people actively seek out and watch an African-American on television for an extended period of time? My mom was watching a Family Feud marathon. From the time I got up, I was visiting her, and, you know, she put on the TV. Family Feud happened to be on. So she said, I'll watch this. To the time I left, Family Feud was on. I got up maybe around 9 in the morning. I left around 3 in the afternoon. And then when I got home down here in Columbus, which is a 3-hour drive, she was still watching Family Feud. And it was on a different channel. So the Family Feud marathon ended on one network, and she just flipped channels, kept flipping, until she found Steve Harvey again. And to get a 70-plus-year-old woman interested in watching a black man on television is quite an accomplishment. I don't like Steve because he's just kind of an asshole about everything. I played a clip a while ago of just some of his greatest hits. I was talking about if you're an atheist, you can't be a moral person. Where's your moral barometer? He kept saying that over and over. I played like 7 clips. He keeps saying moral barometer. Like, he just learned that term, and he wanted to use it. He also said, like, it's really weird when you say, like, what do you expect me to believe, that the world, we are all formed from just the gases and stuff? Well, where did the gases come from? It's like, well, where did your God come from then? Oh, he was always there. Well, then the gases were always there. But that's not possible. Well, neither is the God theory, so, you know. We're all in the same position. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. All right, so here's a perfect example of Steve Harvey being Steve Harvey.
Hi, my name is Debbie DeHunt. How do you get your husband to stop nagging you?
Oh, very good question.
Her husband nags.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before. Usually it's the woman who won't shut the fuck up.
That's new.
You're taking if I might be so bold, a sexist position that only women are nags. Not for nothing, Steve, but that's...
Well, Joy...
That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe the position I'm taking is maybe you should check your husband's man card.
His man card?
Well, just maybe he's not the rough and tough and tumble guy you thought you married. What's he nagging for?
Steve is all about clearly defined gender roles. You know, a man should act like a man.
I learned everything I know about survival on that block right there. With them dudes you looking at right there. It's my mama's house.
Oh, we're looking at a picture of your mama's house and you can't handle it? You fucking faggot!
With them dudes you looking at right there.
Listen to this little bitch cry.
It's my mama's house.
Blubbering. Thank God he's got that thick mustache to catch all of his tears dripping down his face. Your mama's dead! What's great is your wife is standing right by your side and you know what's going through her head? Oh, this is not the rough and tumble man I thought I married! Why you always be in those suits, Steve? We need to fit you for a pretty little dress, because that's what you are, a pansy. You're a pretty little black girl. All right. He wears that thick mustache just to cover up the fact that he's a little bitch. All right, so I don't really care for Steve Harvey, but my mom loves him. Here is a recent episode of Family Feud. Let me guess how this is going to go down. Steve Harvey's going to ask a question. Someone's going to give a ridiculous answer, maybe sexual in nature. Steve Harvey's going to stop, look directly into the camera, eyes bugging out with that expression, I can't believe what I just heard. Guys, if you watch The Family Feud and you're entertained by that, just know you're being played, all right? These questions are crafted so someone gives a dumb response. If you watch old episodes of Family Feud, shit like this rarely ever happened, right? But now this is Steve Harvey's shtick. I think this is why old people like it. They enjoy the look on Steve Harvey's face.
Point values are double. We got top seven answers on the board. Name something a doctor might pull out of a person.
All right, come on. Really? You don't see where this is going? Steve Harvey knows exactly what's going to happen here. He's getting ready to make that face.
Darcy.
A gerbil.
There's that look. Mouth open, lower lip hanging low. Just staring at her.
I didn't see that.
Now is Steve Harvey's time to shine. Now keep in mind, this is a 30-minute game show. We're going to waste 2 minutes on Steve Harvey's reaction here.
Yes,
you said it. Coming just right out like that.
That's awesome.
First thing you come up with, just bam, gerbil. Just like that. First answer. Oh, no pressure. Bam, gerbil. Just like that. Pull it out. I've heard of this. Hey, over here. Gerbil. Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Bam! Gerbil!
Yeah. This is not Family Feud. The name of the show should be Steve Harvey Reacts to Dumb Crackers. Starring Steve Harvey's expression for dumbfoundedness. Let's move on now. I do not like that Steve Harvey character. I need a bit of a palate cleanser. How about we listen to a Japanese girl eating dinner? She does not like what's on her plate. Can you guess what's on her plate? Anyone? If you said shit eaten with chopsticks, ding, 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 you'd be right. Actually, there's a guy there. He's enjoying the meal. He's trying to feed the shit to the girl. She doesn't want anything to do with it, though. He's like, I made this for you. Just try it. She's obviously tried a little bit. I mean, the shit is all over her face and her tits. It's like shit mixed with ramen. Noodles. Oh. I have the same reaction when people try to feed me green beans. do not like green beans. This is killing her. He doesn't want to eat the poo-poo. All right. You know who's been bugging me? Patrick Mitchell. He gets on Facebook every other day and starts asking me if I will be his boyfriend. On Skype, he does it too. Hi, I need a boyfriend. Every time I talk to him, though, he gets angry with me and hangs up because I'm very inappropriate. So I thought we would talk to Patrick again today. He can let us know what's been going on in his life, because it's been a while since we've talked to him here on the show. And then I'm going to give him my big news, that I'm transitioning to a woman. Let's see if he still wants to date me when he finds out I'm a big fat tranny. All right, here we go. Hi, baby. How are you?
Great.
What's new? I haven't talked to you in a while.
We're having a birthday party August 1st at the American Legion.
You do realize that's like 7 months away, right?
Yes, but we're planning ahead.
Whose birthday is it?
Mine and Mike's.
How old are you? Let me guess, 93.
No.
103.
I'll be 60.
Oh. Did you have a rough life or something? Did you ever get into drugs?
I used to smoke pot.
That'll do it.
You know what? I'm going to be at the Eagles tomorrow, Saturday night in Jackson, you know.
No, but great, I guess. So, I've got some news to share with you.
What's the news?
I'm transitioning.
What's that mean?
I'm going to have some surgery done, and okay. I'm going to have my boy bits turned into lady bits.
Why?
Because that's just how I feel inside.
When are you getting that done?
I would like to feel you inside, my new pussy.
When are you getting that done?
Well, that's the thing. I have an appointment tomorrow. So, if I come up this weekend, you might just get to test drive out a brand new pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you want to.
Sure.
Cool. You want to plow this Frankenstein cunt?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you ever dipped your wick in snatch before?
No.
Well, I would love for you to be my first.
So are you coming to Leslie then?
I might sound a little different because I'm getting some voice stuff done too, so I can sound more like a woman.
Really now?
Yeah. How does this sound? Is this convincing? Hi. Hello?
It sounds okay.
Do I sound like a lady?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to imagine you fucking me. I'll be like, yeah, Patrick, I want you to slip your dick in my cunt and fuck me? You gonna fuck my pussy?
Okay, when can you be here?
Well, I need some time for my pussy to heal, because it's gonna be all bloody and gross. Sore. So, I don't know, maybe around 3 in the afternoon?
Friday afternoon?
Saturday, Patrick, Saturday!
I'll be in Jackson.
Saturday! I'm sorry, I gotta talk like a woman. Saturday, Patrick! Saturday! You silly goose!
I'll be at the Eagles. We're leaving here at 4:30.
Do you want me to dress like a man or a woman?
I don't give a shit.
You're pretty progressive.
I'm going to be at the Eagles Saturday night.
Yeah, I know. You've made that clear.
I'm going to a Valentine's State dinner.
You know, if Saturday is Valentine's Day, that would, I guess, make me your Valentine.
Yeah, it would.
This is going to be awesome. It's going to be my first day as a woman. I'm going to have a date for Valentine's Day. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Really now?
I want you to impregnate me.
Do you want to meet at the Jackson Eagles?
Oh, you're going to be at the Eagles? Why didn't you say so?
I just did.
Oh, listen. We'll meet at the Eagles. We'll dance. You'll treat me like the lady that I am. We'll go back to your place. We'll have some wine.
I don't drink.
Well, how am I going to be able to have sex with you if I'm not drunk?
I don't know.
Right, I'll get fucked up on something, all right? And then I want you to put a baby inside of me. Then 9 months later, I'll give birth and we'll raise it.
Huh.
You've gotten very quiet.
That's strange.
Would it be less creepy if I said it like a woman? I want you to take me, jam your rock-hard cock in my cunt, fill my womb with baby batter, then 9 months later I'm going to shit out an infant. Like that.
So what time will you be there Saturday at the Eagle?
Oh, you'll know when I enter. You'll get a whiff of that new vulva smell. I gotta go. Facebook me, and when we start talking, you can give me directions, okay?
Jackson, Michigan, we'll be at.
Listen, the doctor who's gonna carve my cock into a pussy is calling. I gotta go. I gotta take this call, okay?
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, hon. All right, there you go, the great Patrick Mitchell. He's apparently up for anything. Do you think he understands what's going on? I go back and forth on that one, because he seems completely out of it, and then, you know, he just agrees with everything. Nothing bothers him. But then I tell him I'm going through a transition to become a woman, and he's asking me, like, why? Why would you do that? And, he understood that I was trying to sound like a woman. I don't know. Patrick Mitchell, I think, just needs to get laid. He doesn't care, you know, who he fucks. He just wants to get down to business. All right. Fucking old freak. Have you guys heard of the NBC event series, The Slap? It premieres tonight. It is the dumbest premise for a television show. I have the trailer right here.
Can't we just tell them not to come? Go out to dinner, rent a hotel room, just you and me. Come on.
Oh, I hate entertaining guests. Well, why are you having a party then at your house? And why do you have to go to a hotel? You live there with your wife. You know what I'm saying? This is just dumb. So at the beginning, it all sounds like fun and games, right?
There's 20 people coming. I've been working on this for 2 days.
Mama.
Aisha. Here, the coffee cake.
All right, so all the family's coming.
Hey, guys, where can I park this?
In the street.
You don't look a day over 40.
To my cousin, the last good man in America.
All right, everyone's having a good time at this party.
Hey, Gary, maybe Hugo shouldn't be swinging back like that.
Hugo! All right, so now, this is where things get ridiculous. All right, so there are a bunch of kids at the party, because, you know, it's a big family gathering. Bunch of kids playing baseball. One of the kids is just swinging the bat around the other kids.
Right? Hugo shouldn't be swinging back like that.
Hugo! You're out, buddy.
Hugo! Are you doing? What are you doing?
You have to down the bat right now!
Listen to me. When adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
All right. So one of the adults grabs this kid and is like, don't be swinging bats around. Then the little kid hits him in the shin. And you know what the adult does? What's the title of the show?
Listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
Big old fucking bitch slap to the face. The kid deserves it. Here's why. Kid's not listening to the adult. The adult has the child, like holding the child and is, you know, explaining to put the bat down. The kid doesn't put the bat down. Then the adult's screaming at the kid. The kid kicks the adult in the leg. This guy is just a family member. He's not even the father of the kid, even though the father is there just watching it go on, not doing anything. If it was up to the father, the kid would still be swinging the bat around, probably cracking the other kids in the head. But I guess in this day and age, you're not allowed to bitch slap a child.
Talk to you, listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
Everything changes. You know that because of the music.
What the hell is the matter with you?
The hell's the matter with you? You're a horrible parent!
You hit our son!
Look at that! You hit our son! You hit our son! You were right there! You were watching this whole thing go down!
Out of control.
Listen, the whole family's going insane. The kid's okay, all right? It was a slap. It's not like it was a prison yard shanking or anything.
You hit my child!
You hit my child! He's
out of control!
Whose side are you on?
I can't believe you hit that little kid.
I blame you.
The brat deserved it.
Thank you. Why am I on the side of old people? The brat deserved it.
Not for the kids.
This one's not going to go away.
What am I supposed to do, huh?
Fork is terrifying, isn't it?
So this is not just like a television movie. This is a miniseries. This could be resolved in like 30 minutes. Don't invite that guy over anymore. Like family events.
This is how people get scarred for life.
Good. You know what? That kid's not going to pick up a bat anytime soon. That's for fucking sure.
Put that maniac away.
Lazy hippie.
Lock that maniac away.
I'm going to put that maniac away.
Lazy hippie.
Maniac.
They're going to come after you.
Every time there's a reboot of a movie series, like Ghostbusters is being rebooted, or, you know, 12 Monkeys has become a television show, people say, why can't Hollywood have some original ideas? This is what happens when you let Hollywood come up with original ideas. It's a seven-night event, a miniseries, starring Peter Sarsgaard and Uma Thurman, and it's about someone slapping the child at a family get-together. And the fallout afterwards. It's scandalous. All right, it's so very dumb. None of you should watch that unless it's to make fun of it. I'll be tweeting, live tweeting tonight, probably. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, you missed a great Sideshow exclusive program yesterday. I urge you all to sign up, become a true and honorable freak. SuperFreakSideshow.com is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this for over 10 years now, and you can listen to every single episode when you sign up. Plus, every week we do extended shows, like the one on Tuesday. We did about an hour of DV. Then the very next day we did an exclusive show just for paying members. And then tomorrow I'll be doing another Sideshow exclusive program. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've got a real man-bites-dog story for you, but instead of it being a man, it's an underage boy, a teenager, and he wants to get the dog reduced in size. Also, it's not a dog in this story, but a penis, so it's really nothing like a man-bite-dog story at all. I'm sorry for that. Let's try this again. Yes, the world's first penis reduction surgery. A teenager has requested an operation after his manhood grew so large it stopped him from having sex. A 17-year-old boy has undergone the world's first penis reduction surgery. The American teen requested the surgery after his dick got too large, restricting his ability to have sex or play competitive sports. Sex is like a competitive sport for most people, not me. Sex for me is like hacky sacking by yourself. And just like when you're hacky sacking by yourself, people stare at you disapprovingly. They feel pity, but they're also disgusted. That's what happens when I masturbate in public. All right, the boy's surgeons were... I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The boy's surgeons were shocked when he came to them complaining that his dick was too big. When flaccid, it measured almost 7 inches in length. His dick is larger flaccid than mine is hard. I couldn't stretch it to 7 inches. All right, whatever. When flaccid, it measured almost 7 inches. I'm going to go blow my brains out now. And had a circumference of 10 inches around the size of a grapefruit. Are you shitting me? Surgeons described it as being shaped like an American football. That's one freaky-looking hog. Oh, I'm looking at an x-ray of it. Yeah, it does look really strange. All right, I'm kind of happy with my teeny-weeny. All right, the surgeon who treated the teenager, Raphael Carrion, a urologist at the University of South Florida. Fucking Florida. I should have known!
Our most fucked up state.
Yes, the urologist at the University of South Florida said, there comes a time in every urologist's career that a patient makes a request so rare and impossible to comprehend that all training breaks down and leaves the physician speechless. That question was, can you make my penis smaller? The teenager had suffered from several bouts of priapism, an unwanted erection, due to having a condition in which abnormally shaped blood cells block vessels in the penis, causing it to swell. These episodes had left his penis bloated I've never heard of a penis being bloated. Oh, my dick is so bloated and uncomfortable and misshapen. He said he was unable to have sex or play competitive sports, had difficulty wearing his pants due to his large and heavy phallus, and was embarrassed by how visible it appeared underneath regular clothing. Though his penis was so large, it did not grow when he had erections. It merely became firmer. I think most black people suffer from that. His penis had inflated like a balloon, said Dr. Carrion. It sounds like a man's dream. I'm looking at that penis. I don't want one shaped like that. A tremendously inflated phallus, but unfortunately, although it was a generous length, its girth was just massive, especially around the middle. It looked like an American football. The doctor and his team looked at medical literature, but couldn't find any precedent for what to do. This was uncharted territory. In the end, they decided to embark on a surgical technique normally used to treat Peyronie's disease. Oh, I could go for a Peyronie right now. Doesn't that sound delicious? A condition where scar tissue develops along the penis, causing it to bend. The surgeons sliced along an old circumcision scar, unwrapped the skin of the dick, and cut out two segments of tissue from either side. It was a bit like having two side tummy tucks. The procedure was a success. The doctors did not take final measurements of the penis, although the doctor said the result was generous. It's slightly longer and slightly thicker than the average male, but now it looks symmetrical, and the patient was very satisfied. The teen has no problem now having normal erections and has full sensation. Good for him. Second story we have for you today, from dicks to pussies. Do you guys ever wonder if it's possible to make yogurt using bacteria from a woman's vagina? No. That idea never crossed your mind, ladies? Well, Cecilia Westbrook thought of that. She's an MD student at the University of Wisconsin. She decided to see if the stomach-churning idea was feasible. And guess what? It is. Westbrook noted that the most common bacteria found in a healthy vagina was I hate fucking stories like this because there's a bunch of words I don't know how to pronounce. Lactobacillus? Bacillus? Bacillus? The same bacteria commonly found in yogurt. That's all you need to know. She figured she could easily whip up a batch of yogurt just by extracting some of her cunt juices with a wooden spoon. Doesn't seem like the most scientific way of doing things. Yeah, I'm just gonna scoop out some of my pussy bacteria. With a wooden spoon. Alright. Homemade yogurt is traditionally made by mixing a small amount of a yogurt starter culture with some milk and then heating it up. However, Westbrook discovered there was not much information on making yogurt with vaginal bacteria. That's the one thing the internet doesn't have any information about until now. I guarantee you, we're gonna start seeing some vaginal cookbooks real soon. You know, there's a lot of jizz cookbooks out there. Jizz recipes for making desserts and also cocktails. Emphasis on the cock. Don't believe me? You're probably a new listener to this program. Just check Amazon. All right, she says, I was actually surprised to know that we really don't know a lot about vaginal flora. That's just a funny term. There's really been only one or maybe two big studies, and interestingly, most of the information that we do know about is from white women. Why you gotta make this a racial thing? Which suggests that there might be some indication that people from different ethnic backgrounds might have different flora. So you know how they have like regular yogurt and Greek yogurt? I've even seen Icelandic yogurt. In the future, we might see pussy yogurt on the shelves. Negro pussy yogurt. Oriental pussy yogurt. I'm not trying to be racist here. I'm just trying to come up with, kind of you're not going to call it black pussy yogurt or, you know, Asian pussy yogurt. You want something a little more exotic, something more appealing. Oriental pussy yogurt. That sounds delicious. Kind of. Not really. All right, to do the experiment, Westbrook used three bowls. One with yogurt made with a traditional starter culture, one with just plain milk, and one with just milk and her own bodily contribution. Westbrook left out the batches overnight and awoke to find a decent amount of yogurt in the third bowl. How do you know it's really yogurt, though? What was growing? Well, they had to do a taste test. Westbrook had to do just that in order to determine the success of her hypothesis. Westbrook described the she-made yogurt as having a sour taste, like Indian yogurt. Never had Indian yogurt, does not sound appealing. It went well with blueberries, though. Westbrook was pleased enough with the taste of the yogurt to eat a second bowl. Oh, she hasn't suffered any ill effects. Still, her experiment left a bad taste in the mouths of food safety experts. Teresa Eisenman, press officer at the U.S. Federal Drug Administration Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, said vaginal secretions are not considered food. No shit. And they may transmit human disease. A food product that contains vaginal secretions or other bodily fluids is considered adulterated. I was going to say unadulterated. Final story we have for you today. We first read a story about penises. Then we read a disgusting story about a disgusting lady doing disgusting things with her vagina. Now let's combine the two. Got a story about ladies and penises. The search for killer cosmetic looks had tragic consequences for two people in New Jersey. Kaja Rivera allegedly killed a man when she injected his penis with silicone in a botched enhancement procedure in 2011. She was taken into custody on Tuesday, now accused of doing more dangerous cosmetic work, this time with a woman. Rivera, 37, who looks like she had a little work done, was charged with unauthorized practice of medicine and had her bail raised to $200,000. That was one of the procedures she had on herself. It was a ball raising. She kind of looks like a tranny. All right, yes, she's accused of injecting silicone into a woman's butt and breasts up to four times over the last 2 years. Quote, "You are not to inject anybody with any kind of needle," said Superior Court Judge Ronald Wigler. "You're not to do anything to anybody. I can't stress this enough. Don't touch anyone. Don't poke anyone. Don't even look at anyone." The Essex County Prosecutor's Office said Rivera gave 22-year-old Justin Street the injection on May 5th, 2011. Such injections often are used to enlarge body parts, such as the ass. Big fat ass. Street, now, we just read a story about a kid with a big, wide, girthy, misshapen cock. That's exactly what's going to happen to this guy. Street died, oh... I guess things kind of ended worse for this guy. The teenager came out okay. All right, Street died the day after his injection. His death was ruled a homicide following an investigation and a medical examiner's determination he died of a silicone embolism. Rivera will face reckless manslaughter charges in a February 24th trial in the death of Street. In asking for bail to be revoked Tuesday after the latest allegations, Essex County Assistant Prosecutor William Nefsey told the judge, "She's continuing to do these acts. She's unstoppable. She's plumping up dicks, plumping up asses, plumping up breasts." The prosecutor's office investigated Rivera after a 17-year-old girl was recently hospitalized after getting a silicone injection. Alexis Patterson, 35, was arrested in that case. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Real quick, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DistortedView and at ExtremeDV for all of the naughty clips. Of course, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. You can also find me on YouTube, youtube.com/DistortedViewShow. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. And don't forget, Valentine's Day is this Saturday. This is the last time I'm going to be able to talk to you non-paying freaks. So here's the deal. Go to Adam and Eve, use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Get 50% off just about any item. Half off. I mean, you can't beat that. Plus, you're going to receive a free romance kit, a free DVD, and free shipping. If you have been thinking about using this coupon code, you like the idea of 50% off, use it before Saturday, because after Saturday, we go back to 10 free gifts. That's right. So make sure to use coupon code FREAK before Saturday or on Saturday, and you'll get that 50% off. Plus the romance kit. You know Adam and Eve. They've got over 20,000 adult products, costumes, lingerie, lube, necessities, condoms, movies, weird 50 Shades of Grey S&M shit. All right, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Hey, Tim, my heart just did the fucking flutter thing that yours does.
No.
You're not alone. All right, Jigga.
Well, you know, I don't know. My heart does a lot of weird things. Was it just sort of the flutter thing and then it stopped? Or did it last a long time? Was it like missing a beat? Was your heart racing for a long period of time? You talk to me. I'll let you know what you need to do. My heart's been pretty cooperative lately, which is nice. You know, it's weird. Like, whenever I would start going back to the gym, I would notice my heart would do this thing where I could, like, feel it doing the kind of like the flutter thing every once in a while. So I just refuse to work out anymore. Hey, being lazy and fat looks good on me, apparently.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's your loyal freak, the decoy Jew.
It doesn't really look good on me, but my body responds to it well.
Timmy Boo, it's your loyal freak, the decoy Jew, and I just heard that you got your fucking 50% off deal back on Adam and Eve. That's fucking great news. I think I was the first one to call in and annoy the shit out of you about that. And
yeah.
Even though I mentioned that I had found that code available for other vendors, I was holding out because I was hoping
you'd
fight for us, your listeners, and get it back.
I'm still fighting for you. Like I said, this was a limited time thing until Valentine's Day. After Valentine's Day, we go back to the 10 free gifts, which is still a great deal. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of you freaks like the 50% off one, though. So, you know, I'll continue to fight for you.
Hi, Sam. Fudge remember, Comfort Faggot here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Comfort Faggot has the stage. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Sam. Fudge remember, Comfort Faggot here. I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about them, but I was wondering if you've ever seen any of John Waters' movies. Pink Flamingo, Big Trouble.
I've seen Serial Mom. I've seen Pecker.
I mean, the list goes on.
I haven't seen a lot of his earlier stuff. I really want to see Pink Flamingos and some of the, other things. I also saw that one. What's that old one that was kind of mainstream that they made them do a Broadway thing and they redid it? I can't remember the name. It had Ricky Lake in it. I've seen some of his stuff.
You know, I highly recommend him. I feel like they'd be right up your faggoty alley.
Yeah. So. I mean, the stuff that I've seen, I do like.
Hey, boo.
Hey.
Viral
ham fucker. Jack in the hood.
I gotta make this quick. I'm losing a lot of blood. So I woke up early, drove out to the desert, stopped for gas, got a large coffee. I got a free pocket knife, just a little tiny one. Cut both my legs off. I'm losing a lot of blood. Oh, thanks for the suggestion, fucker.
Oh, did someone call and suggest that to Spiral Ham Fucker?
Spiral Ham Fucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
Fuck, I'm in L.A. getting stoned.
I only encourage him when I play that goddamn jingle of his.
Tim, you big fucking hairy faggot. Why do you keep posting the show so late?
I do what I want.
Also, I'm a sophomore in college now, and I've been listening to Distorted View since probably the 7th grade.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
Like, all these people, you're growing up right before my very eyes.
Oh, and by the way, I love what you do, so don't mind the big hairy faggot comment. Sorry.
Okay. I don't take any offense to that. I'm not hairy. I'm not a hairy guy, so I'm just a big fat faggot. You can just call me that. Big fat faggot. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Listen, if you are Sideshow Freaks, got good news for you. Tomorrow I'll be back with another episode. If you're non-paying freaks, that's it. I'm done for the week. I encourage you all to sign up for the Sideshow. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
The vagina is full of AIDS.